There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're teaching homeschool class today, practical science with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Science that you need to know to prepare for your survival. And we're learning about physics, chemistry, earth science, and optics with our homeschooled students. Matthew in fifth grade, Mason in fourth grade, Missy, our homeschooled mom and teacher, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we were talking about the Earth's core as we left the last segment of hour number one. Mason had a question about the heat of the Earth's core. How hot is the Earth's core? And how can it be a solid if it's hot? So Dr. Richard Allen Miller was answering that question, and we ended that segment. Rick, can we continue with that, please?
Whose turn is it?
it's your turn, Rick. I was wondering, did you have some more to say about the Earth's core being so hot?
Well, Boyle's Law. You learn Boyle's Law, which relates pressure and volume the temperature. And it's something that came out of early chemistry centuries ago. Boyle was a famous chemist that related PV, pressure times volume, is equal to temperature times some kind of constant. In other words, there was a relationship to the pressure, the volume, and temperature. And so if the pressure goes up in the equation, so much temperature if the volume is to remain the same. The actual core that's solid is less than 7 miles across. It's a very small core, and if it's slightly off-center, that diversity of weight will cause it, like a top, to cause a spin in its rotation, a wobble, if you will. And that is, in fact, what the Earth does. It wobbles. That's why we have that 23-degree angle and several other things. It wobbles there. And the Earth is, from that point of view, semi-unstable because the center isn't quite in dead center.
Okay.
You said that you use sound waves, so how do you send sound into the Earth?
Sound is absorbed at certain levels by certain kinds of materials. You notice that if you have a wall and the sound hits it, if the wall has a lot of grooves in it, it deadens the sound. There isn't as much reflection because it's scattered. It throws it in many, many different directions. That's one of the questions that you asked, I think, about white paper, and later we'll talk about colors and the way they absorb charge and stuff of that nature. But really, white paper isn't white. It's, if you look at it with a microscope, now there you'll say it's rough and lots of edging, and that's one of the reasons why paper doesn't reflect very much light. Now, when you throw sound, which is another frequency, into the Earth, that's called seismology. That's where we have a sound and we listen to how it gets absorbed or attenuated, absorbed and becoming less loud. That's called attenuation. And when that happens, what's happening next is that the sound is being absorbed. If liquid, where it will in a solid, it will reflect back. That's how we knew the core of Earth is solid, through seismology, sending a sound in and having it reflect back. Probably be a loud sound too, huh? Because it goes through a lot of material. Just like sound going through water. It is almost completely transmitted. That's why dolphin and other kinds of fish use that.
So, Rick, if we wanted to have the maximum light appear in a room, are you saying that a textured ceiling painted with the same color because of the roughness would reflect less light than a smooth ceiling of the same size, same height?
There'll be less scattering of the sound, which is then absorbed by the material. It's a simple scattering concept.
So that's the same as
irregular surfaces will often deaden sound.
So for sound as well as light, we're more efficient if we want to transmit light and have the room be brighter with, you know, let's say we have a light in the room, one light, whether it be fluorescent or an incandescent or an LED light. And let's say that light, let's use a light bulb, for example, that has light emanating from all directions, or almost all directions. Would we have more efficiency if we had a room with a smooth ceiling versus a textured ceiling? That was the question. And I guess it applies to sound as well.
It does. It's all frequency bands and the material and its densities, and there's your specific gravity again. All of that works into absorption and scattering.
Okay. All right, now we're back to Mason. Your next question, please, Mason.
Does a microwave use infrared light to heat the water in food?
No. Infrared is heat. That's what you use on a stove. Microwave is way, way smaller wavelength, almost verging on an animal level, a quantum mechanical level, and it causes water, mostly, in objects to vibrate, and it's that vibration that causes things to heat. It's the water that's heating up inside the material. That's why if you don't have a lot of water in with your your food that you're trying to microwave, it takes longer because there's not any water to excite it. What you're doing is causing the water to vibrate so fast it heats it up. And that's done through microwave, not infrared, which is a much longer waveband.
Do cell phones use infrared wavelengths?
No, they don't. Yes, they do. What does that mean? Microwave is different. That's the difference, again, between heat, which is infrared. Infrared is heat. Cell phones get hot. They do heat up because there is an infrared element of radiation that comes off. That's why you don't want to hold a cell phone to your head, because it does heat up and will actually create a heat signature on your brain. You can actually see the heat signature with infrared measuring in less than 2 minutes of use. But cell phones do not use infrared. Again, they use microwave. Now, microwave will have a tendency to also heat up the water in your brain. And so there's another reason why using cell phones is extremely dangerous and or iffy. There is dosimetry. That means that there's absorption of certain frequency bands that are toxic. That's what dosimetry means, is measuring the toxicity electricity being exposed to heat. If you got exposed to heat, you'd boil, and that's not good. If you got exposed to a microwave, you would boil from the inside out because it goes to the very core of the water molecule.
What about house phones?
House phones are less toxic because they're not using a microwave transmitter. They're using electrical current from a wire that's connected with a signal that's then amplified at some point in a station to move the signal further down. Basically, a cell phone's transmission that you would hold to your ear is not hot at all. It's just a small transducer for your voice and for sound that you can hear. So a normal telephone is way, way less toxic than I'm getting distracted, sorry.
Well, it's a standard plug in the wall with a cord. A traditional telephone is less toxic than one that is wireless, one that uses Bluetooth.
Whereas wireless uses microwave, whereas a regular phone does not. Mm-hmm. Microwave is extremely dangerous to biological processes because that's how it heats up biological processes. It stimulates the water, and you're full of water, which means if you get exposed to microwave, you're going to start boiling from the inside out. You want to be careful with being around a microwave oven.
Rick, why don't we relate this to the microwave oven? So, for example, if let's say you could have a setting on your microwave oven that said, let's say a dial that said from low of one, a setting of 1 to 100, which would be full power, and you put a hot dog in that microwave oven and you set it at high power, you know, set it to 100, full power, you could cook that hot dog in about a minute or two. Well, if you set it at low power, you could still cook the hot dog, but it might take an hour. Okay? Well, Rick, please relate that low power setting to the cell phone, which is cooking your brain if you're talking on a cell phone, the same way you'd cook a hot dog on low power.
If you are using it for a long period of time and you like to talk, you're cooking your brain. That's accurate. There's science studies that prove that. That's why cell phones are considered dangerous.
Yeah. And especially for young people as they're developing. So, Matthew and Mason, our recommendation for you is to stay away from the cell phone. And if you have to use it with the speakerphone. Don't put it next to your head, no matter what. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're teaching homeschool. We've got Dr. Richard Allen Miller with us, Mason, Matthew, and Missy from California. And, Missy, I've got a question for you. You've been homeschooling for a while now. Looking back, if you could change it and say, you know what, I've got the opportunity to hit the reset button and not homeschool, put the boys in, you know, a government training center or a private school, would you?
No. Especially now, since they're going to force us to vaccinate our kids in public school with that new bill in California. So, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it because of, well, okay, that's another reason.
That's another reason, but that's not the only reason, you know. Mm-hmm. The boys are really flourishing at home. They're enjoying their time where I'm getting to know my kids on a deeper level like I've talked about before. And it's just a great way to educate your kids. So
when I was in school and I had to buy books for my classes, extra books for high school, extra books that I wanted to read, and in college, and even today, I have not sold a single book. I haven't. I haven't sold a chemistry set. I haven't sold any of those things that I use for learning, because I wanted to make sure that our children had the same opportunities to learn some of the same things that I learned. And, you know, it gets back to that microscope. Now, if we were in public school, your boys would have the use of that microscope when they were in class that had that microscope in the classroom or the laboratory, but then at the end of that, they would not have the use of that class microscope. But if you buy that less than $20 microscope that would be used in a classroom, it's yours. And
yes,
you can use it
anytime
over.
They want.
Correct. Correct. So I think there's a tremendous benefit for homeschooling. And just as a point of disclosure, our children were all homeschooled. So they were all homeschooled. One of them wanted to try public school when he was a freshman in high school and said he wanted to try it. So we let him. But every one of them has spent most of their education being homeschooled. And it really, really works. Our children went to college early. Our children tested better than probably 98% of the students in public school. They tested at the 99th percentile. Why? Because we paid attention. Everything was a lesson. And Missy, can you share with us, just for a couple minutes, what kinds of lessons that you have in everyday life as you spend time with the boys, just doing normal things, going to the store, driving in your vehicle, those kinds of things, or traveling in your vehicle? What kinds of lessons?
Even vacations are lessons also. We just went on a vacation last week, and we were by the coast, by the beach, and we saw dolphins swimming in the surf, and the elephant seals are really on the beach right now doing their whole breeding and dominant, you know, the male's dominant arguing. And so we stood there for an hour watching them and, you know, talking about it and actually seeing the animal instead of a picture in a book behave. And it was really interesting, and we went to a neat museum and saw, you know, part of history. So we had science and history mixed in with reading. And just on a daily basis, attitude is my big thing, is that you need to have a good attitude, and that'll help carry you through life. So before I even start the teaching aspect, it's always if your attitude is right. So, you know, how we communicate with each other, use nice words, and all those things. And that's throughout the entire day that, you know, I'm teaching. So our, quote, academic subjects may not last very long, but throughout the entire day, wherever we go, how we interact with each other, we're always coming back to, you know, having a good attitude, the relationship between each other. And communication is a big thing, because we have a lot of issues where I think one thing and they think something else. And we just really have to communicate those issues with each other. So,
that's, Missy, yeah. one of the terms that I really, really do not like the sound of is shut up. And I was in a public school walking through the hallway when I was running for school board office. And I heard one of the teachers say, shut up! And it really bothered me. Sit down, shut up. You're going to go to the principal's office, you know, detention. All these threats came out of this teacher's mouth. I haven't heard anything like that on this broadcast ever with you and the boys. I haven't even heard you say, shh. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching homeschool today, and one of the things I was talking about just as we ended the last segment was manners, politeness. And it seems to me that homeschoolers are more polite than most children. That's my observation. Missy, before we get into the next question, Can you address very quickly socialization? Because people who might consider homeschooling will be asked the question, well, how is it possible that your children can be social with other children? They don't spend time in the classroom slugging it out and fighting with other children. How is it possible that they're going to get along? Isn't that the question that you get asked?
I do. The first question always is curriculum. How do you know what to teach? And the second question usually is socialization. And that always strikes me pretty funny because we're not stuck at home. They're not sitting at desks for 6 hours like the public school children. We are out in the world and, you know, talking to other people, but they're not talking to people just their own age. We do have our co-op where they take classes with other kids. We have a third through fourth class, and then we have a sixth through eighth class and all the way up to high school. And so they have a range of ages in their classroom. But then also when we go to the store, the farmer's market, the children's activities, just being out, you know, shopping, they're seeing other people go about their daily lives and sometimes communicating with them. When my children want to do a project, we'll go to Home Depot and I'll have them go ask the Home Depot person, hey, where do I find this, you know, item that I need? And I'll just stand back and let them do it. So they're getting that interaction where the public school kids aren't. They're sequestered in their school with kids their same age, and they're not getting that experience. So socialization is really a non-issue, in my opinion, at all.
I totally agree. I want to share something with you, Rick, and the boys. This broadcast is carried by AM radio stations, FM radio stations, three radio networks, satellite over North and Central America. And yesterday I learned that a company that owns a satellite distribution feed is sending this signal to Europe and the Middle East and Africa. Seriously, I didn't realize that we had that coverage. And this was done just to be nice. I didn't even know that we had a satellite feed over Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. So this is what's happening is people are interested in this message, the kind of message that we're teaching today all over the world. And I want to thank everybody involved in making this happen. Missy, who's up next with the next question?
Mason is up next with his chemistry question.
Mason, please go ahead.
We got a chemistry set for Christmas, and we've been doing some experiments. We have a burner that uses alcohol. We had to wait for the wick to soak up the alcohol, but even after the wick was wet, it wouldn't light. Why?
Because there are still impurities in the wick itself that will actually burn until the alcohol actually thoroughly saturates the wick. The wick is dry. It has air and other kinds of, you know, little grains of this or that. That's what the microscope's going to show. Because what's really interesting is when you do burn the wick and it turns black, that soot is different, predicated on what you're burning, whether it's alcohol, gasoline, petroleum, might be diesel fuel. Diesel fuel usually burns more uniformly. It won't explode. That's why gasoline is extremely dangerous on fires and things like that. And the soot is a bunch of particulate that at some point with a microscope you can actually look at the way the individual pieces got charred, and it will give you an indicator of what was in the wick prior to it being saturated with alcohol. It's interesting. That's one of the things with the microscope. You can start looking at looks from the naked eye. Soot looks the same, but it actually isn't. And the soot from carbon is quite different than from an alcohol. And it's interesting. You're going to have a whole new universe open to you on how things work at some point. It's going to be interesting. You'll see.
Mason, Dr. Richard Allen Miller mentioned gasoline, and I want to caution you not to experiment with gasoline. I can tell you that a drop at a time has such explosive power inside the engine of a truck or a light truck or an automobile that the explosive force is so powerful that it can move that vehicle along the highway, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour easily. So please, please do not experiment with gasoline. So if you're experimenting with oil like lamp oil or alcohol, that's much, much safer. Still dangerous, but much, much safer. Did you have some other questions about that lamp that you've used in your chemistry experiments?
Yeah.
Bet you got lots of questions, huh? Yeah.
Please go ahead.
So we didn't wait long enough?
Probably not. You usually have to, once you put a new wick in, and you change the wick periodically because the wick will wear out and full of soot and crap, all other kinds of things that are in the alcohol. If you don't have a pure alcohol, you'll have things that will form a different kind of soot. You'll be able to not probably see that difference with your naked eye, but that's what the microscope's for, and then you can really determine what was being burned. What you'll see is little tiny spots inside the wick that had not yet become saturated, and as such, what happens is the fire then starts to burn the wick itself rather than evaporating off the alcohol and consuming it. By the way, alcohol is a really good way to heat your home. The way they do it in South America is they put a saucer in the center of the floor in Brazil and light the alcohol that's in it, and the alcohol then, as it burns cleanly, will basically heat your room from the heat. That's how they do it. It's slower, not as fast as a campfire, but in the backup, you can make alcohol and you can heat your home using alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
How long do we wait?
Well, I would probably give it a good hour. Maybe half an hour to an hour. It depends on how big the wick is. How big was your wick? Was it 6 inches, 14 inches? How big was the wick?
4 inches.
4 inches shouldn't take more than maybe half an hour. Takes a half an hour to get that alcohol in between the fibers, so that everything, there are little air pockets that are so small you wouldn't be able to see them with your eye, but you still need to get that soaked in so that everything, every single piece of the fiber is covered. And while it looks so, it isn't so on a microscopic level. And that's something, again, you could determine, okay, it's ready to burn now because I can see it at 200X. That's where you want to look on a wick, by the way, is about 200X for your soot.
Rick, we're working against gravity with this because the level of the alcohol that's in this lamp is below.
Well, it creeps itself up, just
right,
like water will, with surface tension. It just takes a little time to do it, and of course I was always impatient, wanting to get on with the experiment.
Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is it actually takes time to work against gravity to travel up the wick. So, Mason, when you think about that, it's not like the wick is below the level of the alcohol. It's above the level of the alcohol. And you're literally burning the vapors of the alcohol rather than the liquid. Isn't that right, Rick?
Same physics involved with that submarine and displacement of something that's lighter. That's the way to look at it. You can see the same principle going on with the alcohol going up the wick and saturating it like you would a submarine that wants to sink. It needs to saturate.
We got some lamp oil and put that in the butter, and it worked. It created.
Lamp oil is usually a little better lubricant. It has a way to flow a little more smoothly because of the oil. That's why they call it an oil as opposed to an alcohol. Oils, fats, and waxes. That will be your next assignment next year.
Which is better, alcohol or lamp oil?
I have always preferred alcohol, but lamp oil, because it burns clean. No soot, theoretically. If it's denatured alcohol, you've got a really clean flame going. But lamp oil has hydrocarbons and other kinds of crapola, including smell, like they'll put an odor in the lamp oil so you can smell it and you like it, you know, that kind of thing, so you know it's present. They'll do that with things like propane, where they'll put a different gas or odor in it so you can smell it rather than have it be, you know, present, but you can't determine or smell it. That's why they put odor in it. That odor is not going to burn as well, and so there'll be soot from lamp oil.
Mason, denatured alcohol that Dr. Miller is talking about is different from rubbing alcohol that you might get at a store in the drug department, you know, where they sell medications and cough drops and things like that. The rubbing alcohol has either 30% or 50% water added, and that doesn't burn very well. We'll come right back with our homeschooling science class.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com.
They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
Turn up. Winter today is hot.
Cheater.
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the PC room. For 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're teaching homeschool science with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Matthew, Mason, Missy. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We're in our last segment, and Matthew, you're up next.
Okay. He's coming. They're both laughing,
this is live.
So.
this is live radio, and so you're actually listening to the background sounds of homeschool on worldwide radio.
The room.
Yeah.
Okay. How do people on Earth talk to people in space?
Sound requires a medium to transmit through. In space, the frequency bands that are used in radio and or other kinds of things are not dissipated or absorbed in space, and so sound requires a medium, whereas some frequency bands do not. They're small enough, they like light. That's a way to communicate, is using light and different colors of light. And so all of a sudden you had a little code of using light. The fact that you were asking about transducers that convert light to sound is a technology that is possibly beyond the scope of this discussion, other than to say it's a transducer that would take sunlight and convert it into heat or sound. Now, sunlight converted into heat is simply heating water. You know, if you had a bunch of pipes and you painted it black so the sunlight would absorb into the pipe, it will convert the pipe, water inside the pipe, into hot water. That's how you do it. And it's an absorption, and that would be a transducer. That's transforming one group of energy into kind of energy. And sound is a kind of energy that requires a medium. That's why sound does very well in water and doesn't do as well in air, because there's less of it. Water is more dense, and sound requires certain vibratory relationships of itself as it transmutes through something. In space, there's nothing that sound could travel through, and so it can't. However, other frequencies don't require that because, like light, they're just as fast as anything. I know that doesn't make very good I don't know how to explain it any better than that, because I've never had to think about it like that, in terms of we would use in space everything from radar down to microwave. And that's why cell phones are using microwave, because they can work from space. They can put a satellite up there and transmit it to a different part of the Earth without any loss of signal, whereas sound would be, you know, dissipated. Sorry about that, Vincent. I'm not. The stuff is...
Rick, let me ask.
And boy, I got to visit a fish farm. I wish I could have taken Matthew and Mason to the fish farm and actually shown them what a greenhouse that produces 50,000 heads of lettuce every day.
You know, Rick, that would be a great lesson, and I'm looking forward to Missy, Matthew, and Mason all meeting you as I have.
Well, I'm in Oregon. I'm in Southern Oregon. If they're in California, maybe one of their trips up the coast doing the coastline is to stop by and get to meet me, and I get to meet them.
Wouldn't that be neat? I want to thank Missy for all the work that you've done in working with your children to prepare for this broadcast. This broadcast teaching people that, yes, you can homeschool, and yes, your children can be educated above and beyond that they might receive in public school. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.